With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
For logbook servicing you can rely on, you need to make the right choice. You need trained professionals who are fully qualified to service your car according to manufacturer's specifications. For real peace of mind and a nationwide warranty, book in or book online at repcoservice.com.
How much time till we're on?
Come on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Hello and welcome to Sports Day, coming to you live from the Sporting Globe at Robina. What a magnificent place this is. Scott Sattler's away tonight. Again, he's on that junket in New Zealand. So you've got Gary Belcher and Jason Matthews here tonight. And Badge,
can I have his nourish bowl? He gets one here regularly.
There won't be a nourish bowl consumed amongst us or our guests tonight.
Oh.
Are you doing a nourish? You're not, are you?
You said last night you were having a nourish bowl. I don't even know what it is.
Well, when I say
nourish... Very good food.
My version of a nourish bowl is the 1 kilo meat plate.
Right.
So it's very nourishing. So I'll be getting into that tonight.
Oh, okay.
Badge, I love this place so much. Hello to all our listeners through the Super Radio Network and SENQ and SEN 1620 on the Gold Coast, 1170 SEN in Sydney, listening via the SEN app. And also for those who are listening to the podcast, which you can get from iTunes or Spotify. Badge, when or if I get married again, and the way I go... It's a good chance.
Your wife's on the way here.
I know.
Probably listening.
Well, if she wants to renew our vows, this is the place I'm going to do it.
Oh, okay.
It's fantastic. Like in what, you know how sometimes people put weddings on grand final days or major sporting events? Have it here.
You do it here during a Swans game.
Absolutely. If the Swans make the grand final again. Absolutely. That's when I'll do it, grand final day. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
Isn't there a lot going on sports-wise?
There is. In fact, still, we can watch everything on the big screens here, and there's about 10 different events. One of those, there's lots of replays as well, but one is the Prime Minister's
11
playing the West Indies at the moment, and we made 322. They're 3 for 120 at the moment.
Son of a gun doing all right.
Chanderpool.
63 not out.
Mm.
He's going right. He's got a little bit more weight on him than what his dad did.
Bit chunkier.
Yeah. But his batting stance, Badge, is exactly the same as his old man.
Left-hander.
And side, you know that side-on kind of...
Are we sure it's the sun or is it...
Yes. Don't. Okay. I asked you that today. So yeah. The Windies are currently 3 for 120, chasing the PM's 11-3-22. It's a five-day game, this one, but it's not...
Oh, the PM's...
It used to be a 11, four-day.
Yeah.
It used to be four-day.
And it was often over in three.
But it's good because it gives...
Bob Hawke lost his glasses playing in it. Crazy.
Yeah, absolutely stupid. But, no, they seem to be going all right, the Aussies. And the Windies are doing a lot better than I thought. The ball was hooping around everywhere for the seamers in the first few overs. So it was going
now,
nuts.
What was the big event in Queensland today?
Oh, the Australian PGA.
The Australian PGA. And some very good results. Some good scores. 6 under. The leaders, Minwoo Lee and Jason Scrivener. Adam Scott, 5 under. The fans' favourite, Cameron Smith, 3 under. He had to contend with a bit of a crowd. Does that help you or hinder you?
Well, at 7:30 this morning, his crowd following him was 1,000.
Jeez.
Imagine what it's going to be like on the weekend.
I'd chime into that if I could get there.
But you can't see him. He just says little mullet in the distance.
Can't you just...
And there
just
were a
push
lot of mullet,
to the front.
There were a lot of mullets on course too. There's a lot of blokes following Cam Smith around with the mullet. So it was very interesting to see that. So.
Yes, Mark Leishman 2 under.
Yes.
Elvis Smiley, even par.
Now,
son of the great Liz
really?
Smiley, the tennis player. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Didn't know. Was there? Isn't there
Who
also
calls their son Elvis?
Elvis fans.
Hmm.
Well, Elvis didn't call. Well, he didn't have a son, did he?
No.
He could have called his daughter.
Are we doing Fun Fact Thursday?
Yeah, we are.
That's a Fun Fact Thursday.
I've got one. That's good work, Sats. I love that. That's golf, awesome. And I thought I'd get a golf one.
Yeah.
And I want some golf facts. I found it hard to find great ones. It was invented, well, some say it was invented by the Scottish, some say the Chinese. Anyway, whoever, we don't know. But the Scots actually banned it in 1457. You were around then, Woogie?
Yeah.
Because it was interfering with military training. They banned football and golf and encouraged everyone to take up archery.
So what war would have that been they were training for?
Well, I don't know. Well, the 19th war against the Brits.
Okay, so
they're at war with them all the time, aren't they?
So that was your full-on Braveheart war?
I imagine. Yeah. I don't know. 1457. I don't want Braveheart facts.
Right, okay.
Actually, we wouldn't mind them. Golf facts. You've got some good golf facts for us that, you know, stuff we wouldn't know.
It's a big show tonight. Yeah, get them through, by the way. 0457 736 736. It is the worst segment on radio.
Well, you haven't got anything prepared.
No, I have, mate. Check the run sheet.
What? What do you got?
Snails can have naps for up to 3 years. Now, that's not a nap.
How much fun can you have on a Thursday?
All right, Jack, stop that. I hate it. That's a sleep.
No, that's hibernation. That's like a bear.
Right. Okay.
Is that it?
3 years. That's all I've got at the moment. But I want to talk about something else.
Sats, where is he?
Sats is in New Zealand. But big show today. Earlier this afternoon, we had the opportunity to talk with a guy that you've toured on kangaroo tours with, played against in
just
grand
one
finals.
Tour.
Oh, just the one?
Yeah, he didn't go on the other one.
That's right. You replaced him. You beat him in grand finals, which was also great. But Gary Jack, you've never spoken to him before, Badge.
I've spoken to him. Yeah, we roomed together.
As an interview.
Had never interviewed him. Yeah. And we're both getting on a bit. And you asked me a little while ago, who would you like to interview? I said, I'd love to. Because I get asked all the time about our rivalry and is he the tightest man ever to play the game? And all these questions. And I use, you know, Jimmy Jack's stories, Gary Jack's stories, as do in a lot of, when I'm doing some, you know, guest speaking, sportsman lunches and stuff. And so does Blocker and Ciro and Benny Elias. And I think everyone does. So, we got him on, and it was fun. It was good fun. And what I've heard from one of our previous shows as well, they're talking about the great feuds in rugby league. Well, I didn't have a great feud with him, but remember Ian Roberts and Jimmy Jack? And then Ian Roberts went to town on him, and he broke a tooth, and he sued him later on. And as one of our listeners has texted in, I think that's still going. So we didn't actually talk about that.
Yeah, right.
I didn't want to upset him too much. We talked about the grand finals, and I thought he's had enough pain for one interview.
I know. So we're going to have part one of that interview tonight, and we are going to touch on his tightness. But you two, I wish I'd have been pressing record on this. You two were arguing before we started recording
like an
the interview.
Old married couple.
Well, it was, and you're both blaming each other for being tight asses. Well, and you're both pretty tight.
He always says that. Just because it deflects a bit from him.
Right.
Knowing that I couldn't compete. I tried. I just couldn't possibly compete with his tightness.
Part one of that chat coming
up soon. I'm careful. He's tight.
Well, I've heard some stuff this afternoon where you've stolen money from him on a kangaroo tour.
Can I say, overall, I think if you wanted to do an audit, and Jack could do this for us as a neutral party, who actually supplies stuff at work and who never brings anything in?
I'm a silent supplier. You don't see what
I
do.
You've never bought a bit. And your wife works in the food industry, and you never bring a thing in. And we know you could probably get it at half price.
No,
so
you
who's
don't
the
get
tight
it at
one?
Half price. I'm not. No, I do stuff you don't see. Gary Jack on the show very soon. Archie Thompson will be joining us too as we talk World Cup. I mean, one of the greats for Australia,
absolutely.
Archie Thompson. So we'll have a chat to him as well. The AFLWG Grand Final is on this weekend in Springfield, the Brighton Homes Arena, which is great. This is this Sunday.
Well, yes.
Right. What are you doing?
You said the AFLWG Grand Final.
I was going to say GF.
Oh, yes. Okay. I thought I'd missed something. Yeah, looking forward to that. And that's in southeast Queensland. In fact, technically, I think it's western suburbs of Brisbane. It's halfway to Ipswich. It's a real growth go-ahead area, Springfield. Beautiful fields out there.
And the AFL got a free kick, absolute free kick out of this. They've got They've got an opportunity to take hold of that whole Western Corridor in Brisbane, which is like the western suburbs of Sydney, right?
It'll never be. I mean, it'll help, but they'll never. Like the Ipswich and that part, in that area out there is a rugby league stronghold, fortress.
They'll chip away.
Yeah, they'll chip away. And I suppose they're playing the long game. I could never see it happening, but maybe, well, certainly not in my lifetime. But
I don't know. I still can't believe that we don't have an NRL team in the west of Brisbane.
Well,
we've got the Dolphins, and they've found a home now.
They've
named their home.
You know, a big part of that, the biggest part, I think, of awarding the 17th licence in the NRL was about being financially stable. And they're in a big growth area too, at the north side. But yeah, I agree with you. It would have been ideal to have it out that way in the western suburbs. But you can't be everywhere.
As we said, by the way, I've just seen some royalty come into the Sporting Globe. Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport.
Oh yes,
he's in the room. You're at the wrong table, Tristo. You're meant to be over here. You're on the VIP table.
Is he having a quiet beer? He is. Look at him.
He said, "I'll bring my kids down." He's ditched the kids and he's on the beers.
Just having the beer.
Look at him. How good's he? He's misses at Guns N' Roses tonight.
Right.
And he's here with us.
Some good concerts around. You know, I'm going to one next week, don't you?
Yeah, I forget which day. What day is it?
No, don't say that. I told you 8 times. It's on emails, texts.
Well, I can't believe you're going to see the Killers.
I tattooed it on your arm.
You're too old for the Killers.
Oh, thanks so much.
Actually, really? Why did I throw that out?
You didn't even know who they were.
They've got that song, Somebody Told Me.
They've got lots of great songs.
They've got one. Well, Mr. Brightside. That's it. Two songs. That's it. As soon as they sing those, go home.
Righto. What's Guns N' Roses got?
Nah, nothing. 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 Well, they don't talk to each other. On stage.
Don't they? No. Don't like each other.
One of the best concerts I've seen, I remember seeing him about 4 years ago, 5 years ago in Sydney out at Allianz Stadium. It was stinking hot day. It was mid-40s. Unbelievable concert.
Did you get your shirt off?
Yes, I had it off all night. One of our listeners has just turned up in duck pyjamas.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. We're at the Sporting Globe in Robina. Sats is in New Zealand on a junket. Mentioned this before, but we were made aware of this last night on the text badge on 0457 736 736 that him and Beaver, you know, the Stephen Donald, played for the All Blacks.
Yeah, I do know him.
Kicked that winning
spoken
goal
to him a few times.
In a Bledisloe.
Yeah. Sats is over there with some other people, Brandy,
yeah,
Alexander
yeah,
and Matty yeah. Johns and others from our network.
Well, Beaver, Stephen Donald, loves Penrith and loves Sats.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely loves. He's mentioned that on our show. There was a bit of a love-in yesterday on Beaver's radio show because Sats can't help himself. He's got to pop in and take over another show. This is what happened. Now, we haven't heard this. Jack promises me this is embarrassing and special. Have a listen to this.
Another hero's about to walk in and Beaver's going to lose it for the second time today.
Who was it?
Scott Sattler.
Sats just walked in, Fletch.
No. What's going on over there?
Jump on a mic.
Hey. Handshake
and
kiss there.
Oh, if I'd had more time, Sats, I certainly would have gone in for the hug.
Have you got tats, Beef?
No, never.
Not one?
I'll tell you what he's got, Fletch. Massive guns.
Yeah, I know.
First time I've seen Beef in real life. Massive guns. Is that a little white bait fishing? Or?
Look, I tried to get a chest when I was playing. Couldn't get a chest, so I just concentrated on the arms.
Beaver, it's your last chance. You've got 20-odd seconds. Anything you want to say to your second hero that's walked in studio for the day?
Well, no.
Am I behind Brandy?
No, that's what she said.
Thank you.
Say that before, Beaver. Do you not want to pull the jersey out again?
Of course we do. Hang on. I've got my Sunday session kit here.
Yeah, there's a second signature going in right there.
What?
So.
That's horrible.
So, Stephen Ment Beaver.
Yeah.
Is.
Donald.
Stephen Donald is a massive Penrith fan, and he must have already met Brandy Alexander earlier.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
But what about Sats going, geez, you've got some
the
muscles.
Big guns,
yeah, what's the go there?
He does admit to having man crushes on men. But he does. Quite often he'll go, if I turned. He'd be a target. And sounds like Steve Donald.
He loved it. He was frothing it. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing, boys. But anyway, I mean, it's happened to you, hasn't it?
He's in touch with the feminine side.
All right, I'm going to throw it out there. 0457 736 736. Have we done this before?
Who's your man crush? Oh, Sats has done it. He talks about it every second night. But
you know mine. You know who mine is.
Roger Federer?
No, Cam Murray.
Cam, oh no, yes.
The best looking bloke in rugby league.
That's embarrassing.
No, it's not. It's okay, Gary. It's okay.
You're not enough to be his grandfather.
Who's yours? You like Roger Federer. You like the Fed Express.
I like the Fed.
Mal, we've talked about this before.
No, I haven't said that. You've said that. No, when I was playing ET.
Yeah.
Champion.
Sat said that as well. Sat said ET ran around him one day in the field because he was looking at how good looking he was.
Yeah,
he admits that.
He does.
He does admit that. Hey, before we go to the break, this is going to stir up the text machine tonight. 0457 736 736. Cricket Australia have apparently, according to reports, have asked Channel 7 for Justin Langer not to interview certain players who may have issues with him as a part of his role for Channel 7 covering the cricket this year.
Well, fair enough.
Really?
You can't upset the players. What do they think he's going to say to them? Oh, look, yeah, you're bowling those in-swingers, it's going good, and why did you shaft me? Well, I don't think Justin Langer's professional enough to do his job without there being some confrontation. Although, just are the players trying to avoid this, or is it just Cricket Australia being helicopter parents?
Perhaps. Has it been a request that's come through from the Players Association?
Sure. Really?
And Nick Hockley, the CEO of Cricket Australia, quite rightly so, has said that our players are our number one priority. Well, they're probably your bosses, but the way things are going. But I can't believe we are hearing this. Like, don't let them talk to Justin Langer. Are you serious? It's his job in the media to ask questions. They'd be like...
Channel 7 should challenge that and say, hang on, he's part of our team, and if it comes to it that he's going to chat to a player,
so be it.
That's fine.
He's a professional.
If there's a blow up, if something's he says the wrong thing or there's some sort of problem, okay, react to that. But don't, come on. Let's be big people about this.
We're going to go to a break.
The only one who can hold their head up high through all of this drama is Justin Langer.
Well, it seems like that.
Yeah,
it does. I mean, it seems like people are. I was sickened by the fact that he's only offered a 6-month contract. When we just won the T20 World Cup, retained the Ashes, and he'd made changes in the way he managed his team. He brought other people in. So
Rooster Muzz has just said he listened to that podcast you spoke about, Woogie, involving Justin Langer. Nothing surprised me with what he said. Alfie is welcome around my joint for a beer and a barbecue anytime.
Mate, he told, and you'll know this, Rooster Muzz, he told this wonderful story about going to Kerry Packer's place for dinner one night. He said with Shane Watson, Brett Lee... Steve Waugh was there, I was there, and he said, Kerry Packer's given him some advice. He says, son, he's sitting next to JL, he's going, JL goes, Kerry Packer's serving me peas and carrots. How good's this? And he said to me, son, in life you need a lot of luck. He goes, oh, that's right, Mr. Packer, this is the JL. And he said, you've had a bit of luck, haven't you, son? He goes, yes, I have, Mr. Packer. He goes, you're just lucky they invented helmets, because that first ball you faced against the Windies, if you hadn't been wearing a helmet, you'd be dead. That's luck.
Right.
Great. It's a great podcast. I think it's called Chat Back, and it's got Justin Langer on as well. We've got to go to a break. Yeah. We are live from the Sporting Globe in Riblina, the place to watch the FIFA World Cup, Australia versus Tunisia, Saturday night. Check out the website for game times. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. Back in a moment.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Done. Strong game. Back inside to Dowling. Good run. Looks for support, gets it to Sterling. Sterling swivels and gets it to Jack. Jack will go in for a try. It's a rocker. It's a beauty. It's a gasser.
It's a gasser.
I don't know how the hell he scored that. It should have been someone else playing fullback.
All right,
there,
don't start. I've been listening to you two have a discussion off the air whilst waiting to do this interview. You're already into each other. In fact, you're both fighting over who's tighter, you know. Like, and I don't know Gary Jack for at all, but Badge, I know sometimes you can be a bit tight. He is an amazing rugby league player, this bloke. And I said to you and Sats a couple of weeks ago, Badge, if you could interview anyone, before the end of the year, you threw up this bloke's name straight away.
Straight up. Yeah, never done a proper one-on-one with Jimmy Jack, and he's my second favourite kangaroo roommate ever, and he's on the line now. How are you, big fella?
G'day, Badge. How are you? And what's your offsider's name, Gaz? I forgot his name again.
Woogie.
Boogie. G'day, Boogie. It's Boogie. Great to talk. It's good to talk to you, mate. And I know we've never done a one-on-one interview, so who knows where this conversation will go.
I've got my finger on the button,
what
boys.
What I do know, when I go to sportsmen's lunches or just out and about with mates, and your name comes up. They always go, tell us about Jimmy Jack, that great rivalry you had with him. And right in the middle of it, we got to actually tour together. And back in the day in 86 when fullbacks roomed with fullbacks, it was a good tour, wasn't it, back then?
Yeah, it was a great tour. 86, they had Donnie Ferner and was the coach, and Wally was the captain. Yes, they put us two together for 10 weeks. Now, you were a young up-and-comer. I think they said, we'll put you with Jimmy just to say you can learn as much as you can learn to improve your own play. I'm sure that's what Donnie Ferner was thinking. So anyway, we were together for a long time. We probably didn't speak too much the first two or three weeks. Well, you were always going to bed at 7 o'clock. It was just ridiculous. you were obviously the newest guy in the team. And slowly we became very good mates. And by the end of the tour, guys, I think we were really good mates. Obviously, you went back to Canberra and I went to Balmain. We never sort of got a hold of each other much after that. But by the end of the time, we really enjoyed each other's company.
Yeah. And you just got to make do, haven't you? It was it is tough when you got a room with someone for a long time. But I just want to go before that. Lots of stuff happened in your career before that. I sort of just came on the scene with Queensland that year and out of Brisbane. But before that, you came into the Blues. You know, you were playing for your first season with the Magpies. Then you went to Balmain and had that magnificent storied career with the Balmain Tigers. But you made the Blues in 84. Did you feel like you sort of came out of nowhere? And of course, you played for Australia that year as well.
Actually, I trained really hard 83, 84, because I think Greg Brentnell had retired. He was the Australian fullback end of 83, so there was a position there. I think Colin Scott may have done one test, 83, which they lost, so I really wanted to push hard to see if I could get into that side in 84. At the start of the season, we played a trial. We played against North Sydney, and I broke my ribs. Donnie McKinnon and Steve Mayo fell on top of me, about 38 stone fell on top of me, and they cracked my ribs. So I missed the first 6 weeks of the season. So I started off in reserve grade that year for the first two games. And then once I got into first grade, I was lucky that I'd played well. Phil Sigsworth was trying to get in the spot as well. And so too, I think Jimmy Swift was another one, another guy there. Marty Gurr was there as well. And I was fortunate that I got the opportunity to play City. And then from City, I got picked to play for New South Wales. And yes, so started from there. So that was the start of my rep career.
Yeah, no doubt at all. And what a Balmain team to break into. From memory, you came in just about the same time as Gary Bridge, the two young blondies. He was your halfback, he was a good player.
Time.
Yeah, same time. There you go. And then that crew of players coming in around the same time, just around you, maybe a bit before, a bit after. Benny Elias and Blocker and Ciro and Junior and gee, what a team you had.
Yeah, well, just on that, Gaz, in 82, when I went to Balmain from West, Gary Bridge's first year, Benny Elias's first year, Steve Roach's first year, so we all started together there in 82. I think 81, the Tigers had come last in the competition, the Wooden Spooners. We all joined there in 82 and kicked on. I remember we played a Panasonic Cup game, it might have been KB Cup there against the Brisbane side midweek. We played against the King, and Gary Bridge, I think he scored three tries against the King that night, and everyone's going, who's this Gary Bridge? Who's this Gary Bridge? He's a fantastic player. That was the sort of start of our career, and he was a great player, Gary Bridge. In fact, I'm sure that I sort of went on the back because they got us confused and everything he did well, they'd be calling Gary Jack when it should have been Gary Bridge.
Yeah.
Somehow I sort of got through on the back of him, and so I can't thank Gaz enough.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. All right. And then, of course, Balmain, You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about those grand finals a bit later on. But a couple of years later, you fought on this back of some amazing success with New South Wales. You won the 85 series. You won 80 in 86. You won 3-0. And then you went away.
When you played, Babs, did you play then?
Well, I came in 86. Yeah, so only in game two. So I'm not taking any responsibility. Yeah, you did. Yeah, we got you later on.
Yeah.
What was the score in 88 and 89? That'd be 6-0.
I can't remember.
I think you let Jonathan Docking have a game at one point, didn't you, mate? But
I got suspended. So there you go.
Got suspended. There you go. Let's talk about the Kangaroo Tour, because what a hell of a team that was. On the back of 82, where they were invincible, they were called the Invincibles. There was a bit of pressure on the side. I didn't feel any, and I was actually in the midweek side, and I was, as I tell everyone, I had a really social tour. Whereas, did you guys feel a bit of pressure on to make sure you won every game and won every test?
Not really. We knew that what happened in obviously 82, and we obviously there was Mal there, Wally was there, Bert was there, Sturlo. So those guys had come through. Gene was there from 82. So we just took it, you know, and seriously took it week by week. I suppose the only time I really felt the pressure was the third test when we played at Central Park and we played the Poms there, and that was a really tight match. There was a penalty try there that we got, which Dale Shearer was awarded a try. It was come back to 16 or 15-14 or something, or 15-12. It was a really close game. And then for that final 20 minutes, I knew the pressure was on, because it could have gone either way. It really could have gone either way. Yeah. We were very fortunate. Royce Simmons tucked up the blind and set up for Wally, and then I think Wally scored the try, which put us ahead. And even to the death, you know, I think what's his name, the winger there for Great Britain, Drummond, I think his name was.
Yeah.
He nearly scored at the death, so it really could have gone either way. But look, we did fight hard. A great side, you know, so many: Brett Kenny, Peter Sterling, you know, Wally Lewis, Mal Meninga, Steve Roach, Royce, just a great team. I think we all sort of gelled together as mates, and that's a good thing about tours. You do gel with guys, and I think we did put that New South Wales Queensland rivalry. It was there certainly in 85 when we toured New Zealand. It was certainly there in 85 when four Queenslanders got dropped.
Yeah,
and whole hell was to play for poor old Terry Fernley after that. Queenslanders never got over that, but I think he made the right decision.
No, we're still dirty.
We're not going to go there.
Oh, right decision. You lost the next test, you knuckleheads. Without the Queenslanders. Hey, on that 86, on the relief of that winning that last game on tour and the test and wrapping up the series undefeated, is that why you let your hair down and went on a bit of a bender that night? Never asked you this.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's what happened. Yeah, I think we all did, didn't we? Up there.
No, you in particular did.
It was just some relief that we got through.
What happened?
There was this story that went around from 82 when Mal was a young bloke, and he at the end of the last test, and we'd only just sort of heard about it at that time that Mal went on a bit of a bender and he broke a few things that he shouldn't have, and he was just he had a few too many and he went a bit apo.
Mm.
Well, Jimmy Jack decided to be Mal Meninga at the end of the 86 test, and he got drunker than I've ever seen him.
What'd you probably do? What'd you do?
Stuff I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, right.
There was no actual, there was nothing damaged, but he just he went a bit crazy.
I just crumpled into a heap in my room.
Oh,
and
you were
was
crooked the next
comatose
day.
For about six hours.
Yeah. Hey, now confirm or deny? I do tell a few stories that you feature in them, Jimmy, and I know your Balmain teammates do as well. And it's a bit to do with you being pretty tight with your money.
Thanks.
Do you admit that?
I can't believe it. I can't believe you're throwing stones, seriously.
Well,
I mean,
well, just,
I remember,
well, you can just,
I mean, I'll let you go first.
You can confirm or deny these then. We were having mystery shouts at the bar with Sturlo. Sturlo called them at the Dragonara one night, and it got to your shout and you disappeared. And then the lifts opened up and you appeared with the 4X cans that were in our fridge that they'd given us at the start of the tour.
Deny.
Oh, you deny. Okay.
It wasn't the Dragon Art. It was over in France.
Didn't you tell another?
You couldn't get a 4X over there. They were all drinking this, you know, low and brow, whatever. And I came down with a 6-pack, and the fellas just thought it was the best drink they'd ever had entire tour.
All right.
That's the truth, yeah. I do recall Terry Lamb was quite tight with money too. And in fact, I won 33 quid one day off Terry Lamb playing cards. And he wouldn't give me the 33 quid. He said, I'll pay it back to Jimmy. He paid me back a pound a day, right? A pound a day.
Good work.
So after about 30 days, I had 30 quid in my ashtray next to my bed. And one night, Badge, I don't know what Badge was thinking. He must have got a hit in the head or something. He's come home late and he needed some money. So rather than spend his own money, he takes me 30 quid out of the ashtray. I wake up next morning, it's empty. He says to me, "Oh, sorry, Jimmy, I had to borrow some money last night to go for a drink. I took your money."
We had no credit cards, and we had no and reception was closed, and there was all we had was traveler's checks. So I had to borrow some money, but I can't believe you knew exactly
Jimmy,
to the cent. He went, "Dad, 33 pounds missing." Exactly. Hey, do you remember?
I remember the bus
trip back after that last test, or one of those tests, when you and I playing cards and you owed me like 1,500 quid? You do?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do remember that, yeah.
And the story behind it is that Rowdy Shearer was dealing, and Rowdy was cheating and making sure I got the best hands. And we both had a few drinks. Jimmy did notice, and I just kept telling, "I've got four aces. I've got a royal flush." It was unbelievable. And we got home, and the boys are going, and bus pulled up, and Jimmy's going, "One more, double or nothing." And we got to go. And the boys, everyone knew that Rowdy was cheating, except for Gary Jack.
Oh.
We went up to our room, and his head's down, and he's gone. He said, "Badge, I can't believe it. You know, you're going to make me pay this money back." He said, "Donna and I are doing up the kids' room. She's expecting." And it's, I don't think we're going to be able to do it. I don't think we're going to be able to do it.
He used kids.
Oh, he did. He hit.
Is it? What about the other story?
We got to buy some wallpaper. That's definitely some wallpaper.
Well, there you have it. Part one of the chat with the great Gary Jack. And look, I didn't know that you two be that close. I'd heard that you guys were fierce, you know, rivals.
We're fierce rivals, but you know the. To be quite honest on that tour, he was the number one, and he was, you know, one of the best players in the world. And I was never going to take his spot, and I was just having a great time, as you heard. And we got on really well, as you do, and it was different. They'd always put hookers together, so Royce Simmons and Benny Elias were together in front rows and halfbacks, which in some cases could have a massive rivalry. I've heard stories of Tommy Radonikis and Steve Mortimer and Tommy throwing his bags out of the window. Well, but most of the time, you just got on well because it's a long tour and you have to. And
imagine props sharing a room. Could you imagine that? That'd be a mess.
Greg Dowling used to kick Martin Beller out because he didn't like him leaving the light on to read. We'd come home and Marty'd be sitting in the hallway under a light reading his book. So what happened? He said, "GD kicked me out again."
Part two of that chat with Gary Jack coming up on Monday night on Sports Day. Great stuff, Badge. Let's get to a break. This is Sports Day coming to you live from the Sporting Globe in Robina. Don't forget, too, this is the place to be, December 11, for UFC Fight 282. They're up to 282 already. That's happening December 11. Make sure you book your table. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome back to it. Sats on a junket in New Zealand. You got Badge and Jace coming to you live from the Sporting Globe at Robina. Great to be here tonight. Plenty of sport on the TV.
Our listeners with us as well.
We have got some of our listeners with us. Very colourful pyjamas that one of our listeners is wearing.
Duck suit. It says they're very expensive, actually.
Are they?
A suit like that, yes.
0457 736 736 is our text number. You want to read a couple of
He's waiting for his ducks to line up, he said. Oh, he's got ducks all over his pyjama top. Texts, yes. As good as he is, one can't help but feeling Cameron Smith's life in the NRL is limited. After all, just like the Roosters' Luke Keary, how many more concussions can he suffer? Ooh. You're hoping he can handle that and get through that, Woogie.
He's all right.
And ending at 1-2-7.
His good looks will get him through, Badge.
Hey, I like this. Interesting to see the crowd response towards Cummins and co. In the Perth test, where Langer is a legend.
Yeah, actually.
Nick,
that's
from Newcastle. Yeah.
But how are they going to keep Cummins and Langer apart?
I don't know.
Does he have to arrive at separate times?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want some fun golf facts?
Yeah, go for it.
In 2007, Bob Charles made the cut in the Michael Hill New Zealand Open, the New Zealand Open. He was 71, the oldest player who made the cut in a European Tour event. 71.
Fun fact, Thursday.
There you go. Thank you, Jack.
I thought that was his score.
What's your chances of making a hole-in-one, Woogie?
Don't know.
12,500 to 1. Now, is that for good golfers? Because mine would be 125,000.
That's a round for me.
And that's from Mark. And we know golf's the only sport that's been played on the moon. Again, from Mark.
Hey.
Yeah.
Keep your texts coming through, particularly with fun facts. 0457 736 736. A rugby league player, former Newcastle player, has lost something.
MG Mark Glanville. He's been on social media. He mistakenly included his 1997 premiership ring. This is the Knights' 1997 premiership, their first one. He had it in a bag filled with op shop donations. I think he said he threw it over the fence and then went to the op shop. He's gone to them and said, hey, look, and they've looked through the bags. They're thinking maybe someone's grabbed the bag before it went to the op shop. Anyway, he's thrown out his premiership ring. Well, probably the most...
Can he get it replaced?
No, but it's not the same, is it? Like, he could, I suppose, but...
They're worth 10 grand.
Oh, have you ever thrown anything out, Woogie, that you...
Yes. Yeah, one thing. When Mum and Dad passed away, we were just going through cleaning out their house and we just got all this stuff and we thought it was junk and threw it all out. And then my solicitor the family lawyer who was doing everything, goes, geez, you've done all right. You've done all right out of, your Mum and Dad. I said, that's nice. I go, yeah, it's been all right. He goes, that painting that's been left to you, goes, I'll give you 50 grand for it now.
No.
Apparently, my parents owned a very expensive piece of Aboriginal art. Now, we weren't into art, trust me.
Oh, and it was, you threw it out.
And we threw it out. I was like, this is crap. I'm sick of looking at this thing.
Oh, no.
Apparently a very famous Aboriginal. He said it's worth anywhere between 50 and 100 grand.
Wow.
Threw it the tip, and I rang my brother and said, you know that painting Mum and Dad had? Is that, did you take that to the tip? You haven't put it in the shed? He goes, no, it's in the tip.
Oh.
He goes, why? I said, nothing. Because I wasn't going to tell him in case he had it.
Oh, well, because then you were going to get it back off him.
I was going
to
try.
Give him $10.
Oh, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have even done that. Oh. So anyway, all good. Hey, what have you lost? Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, what have you lost? Yeah. Yeah, what have you thrown out? What have you accidentally thrown out?
Should have asked Gary Jack. He could have said a couple of grand finals.
Yeah, he lost his grand final rings. Now, what have you thrown out accidentally? Okay. What have you lost?
Have you thrown anything out, Batch?
No, I'll think about it.
All right. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170 is our phone number. We better get to a break. When we come back, we're going to celebrate everybody. We're going to celebrate because the Dolphins have a home. All right? It's somewhere around Brisbane. We'll let you know where it is next. This is Sports Day, live from the Sporting Globe. Thanks to Kia.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome back to the show, live from the Sporting Globe at Robina. Come here and watch all your ODIs and test cricket throughout the summer. There's about 3,000 televisions in this place. It's my favourite place to come to on the Goldie. Badge and JC, Sats overseas at the moment. Mate, you're making me upset.
Well, I can't believe that you have thrown away what looks like, you found the picture of it, and it looks like it's an Albert Namat Jira.
That's the picture.
Painting. Not a copy, a painting.
I told you, it's a big gum tree. That's a gummy, right?
Oh.
Mountains in the background.
One of the most amazing artists.
Mate, I swear it was a painting because I remember the rough surface. It wasn't a print. But I don't know why my mum and dad would have that. Wow. Trust me, you see me. They weren't into art. I mean, arts for them was, I don't know, watching carols by candlelight. That was as arty as they got. Oh, no. Is anyone else throwing anything away? 0457 736 736.
Tim from Parks says, what about the guy who threw 8,000 Bitcoin away on his hard drive worth $181 million? I haven't heard that.
No, I haven't either.
They're worth $8.40 now, so maybe it doesn't feel so bad. Bob Charles was left-handed, and he played right-handed to move ahead until he went back to being left-handed. Golf fun fact. We love our
Oh, is that what facts. We're doing tonight? We're doing golf fun facts.
Yes, and?
Because of the Aussie PGA.
And you ridiculous, Jack. Jack. And 125,000 golf balls are hit into the water on the famous number 17th hole, Island Green, at TPC Sawgrass each year. 125,000 each year.
That's a lot of sales in the pro shop.
That's like, is every golfer
there'll be a lot of weekend hacks going
10 in the each time in the water?
I know on the first at Royal Helensvale, I'm good for at least 4 each week. So imagine how many's there. I've just got to chip just over water. It's not good. Hey, Badge, stream every NFL game this season live on the NFL Game Pass. Geez, big day coming up Friday. Tomorrow, because it's our favourite time of the year, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which we don't celebrate in Australia.
No, and never will.
The Black Friday sales start tomorrow. You know that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Black Friday sales.
Can I suggest something that's really good at the Black Friday sales?
I said last night I was
I have to. Because you get yourself a Sporting Globe voucher.
Oh, okay, that's
and
all right.
And for the Black Friday sales, get 20% off. So that's, come down here, pick yourself up a $100 voucher or whatever, pay $80, you got $20 off your meal. How good's that?
All right.
It's worth doing.
And then can you come on like a cheap meal night?
You're unbelievable. And Gary Jack's a tight ass. Hey, the Great Ocean Road Beach Volleyball, a volley fest is on in Torquay. I've seen this, I watched a bit of it on KO.
Yep.
They're streaming this on KO. The challenge event is underway with the qualification matches, which decide the 8 remaining main draw vacancies per gender. 38 pairs, 10 different countries are competing for their spot in the Elite 16, which starts on the 29th of November. I want to bring Jack in here too, Badge. I know we haven't had a lot of sports news. Actually, we've got to talk about this.
Justin Hodge was beaten last night by Paul Gallen in Gal's last fight. Congratulations. Great stuff, Paul Gallen.
The Dolphins have a home. They're finally named where?
Well, we know they're going to be out at Redcliffe. I still think they missed a golden opportunity to be the Brisbane Bin Chickens. But they're making a big poaching raid for Dylan Brown. So Parramatta fans, they're keen to get Dylan. Well, they still haven't got that marquee player. So, chasing him. He's off contract at the end of next year, so he can negotiate. He could sign a contract with any club.
22 years of age.
Yeah.
What if you future. If you were the Dolphins, what would you offer him?
He looked good in the World Cup for the Kiwis.
He did, didn't he?
I think they're offering him around $1 million a year. That's what's been rumoured. So for the best playmakers in the game, that's about the asking price.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's getting there.
He's worth it?
I would think so, where he's probably going to be in a couple of years' time, yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, stand by. We're going to go to a break when we come back. Archie Thompson, Australian legend when it comes to soccer, will be joining us. We're going to talk World Cup as we preview Australia's chances versus Tunisia this Saturday night. This is Sports Day for Kia. They just didn't make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle, Kia Carnival GUV. Back in a moment. This is Sports Day live from the Sporting Globe.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle, Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle, Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome back to it. Second big hour of Sports Day coming to you live from the Sporting Globe, Robina. Hello, Badge and Jace here tonight. Sats is over in New Zealand on a junket, so he's enjoying that. Very shortly, Socceroo legend Archie Thompson joining us as we talk World Cup. A couple of things I want to cover off on. Last night, it was this time, Badge, that we're talking about Jack and the unfortunate mouse stuck on his car. Did you remember that?
Yes. And I walked, I just said, what? You saw it on his windscreen down near the wipers. And I went out and I went, it's true. And I thought it was, could still be alive, just hanging on for dear life. But what's the go?
Jack,
I haven't heard.
Jack, it was dead, wasn't it?
People are
it
eating. This is dinner time. But yeah, oh, no. It was dead. Yep, definitely.
Jack, had it been there a while, do you think, or is it baked on?
I have no idea. It did seem like it was there a while. It did not move a lot when I tried to move it. But yeah, it seems
Jack,
to be
Jack, is it true when you tried to peel the said mouse off your windscreen, it broke in half?
Oh,
yeah, no, it was pretty, grim.
Too much information.
It was pretty bad. Yeah.
And was it alive?
Oh. No.
Archie Thompson joining us in just
How
a moment. We have no idea.
His mates.
0457 736 736 is our text number if you want to shoot us a text. If you've got some fun facts for Fun Fact Thursday, in fact. Oliver's joining us right now. He's from Top Sport. He's the smartest bloke at Top Sport. You're smarter than the boss, right? Easy.
His boss is over there.
Yeah, I know.
Don't say that. How are you, Oliver?
Very good. Yourself?
Good, thank you. Now, I'm just going to make your microphone go a little bit closer there.
Yep.
You've got a fun fact about World Cups.
Yeah, 3-1 at the Stumps, the other boys at work. So the question is, who is the only player to compete in a FIFA World Cup and Cricket World Cup? There's an answer for one male and one female.
Right. They played in a FIFA World Cup and a Cricket World Cup. Oh, actually, I think I know the female one. I'll leave that to our listeners as well.
Male.
Tim Cahill wasn't a real good cricketer, was he?
No, he wasn't. Who would... Can I just say, not Australian, right?
No.
0457 736 736.
They're very famous. I will give that hint.
I wonder if Archie Thompson was.
Oh, in both of them?
Yeah.
It is!
No. Oh, sorry. I think you said in both of them.
Oh, no, I said in both of them.
Imagine in both of them.
Cricketer.
He'd be going. He's not moving anywhere.
No.
I wonder if... I think we've got Archie Thompson on the line now. Archie, you there, mate?
Hey, boys, how are we?
Good. That's a tough question posed by Oliver, isn't it? Do you know the answer?
I missed that question.
Okay, the question was, which male and which female soccer player also played in a World Cup in soccer and also in cricket? There's a male and a female that's done it.
And is this Australian or...?
No, well, the female is Australian. She is.
She is?
I was Australian. He's played in both. But not Australian.
I have no idea.
There you go. Anyone,
if the great Archie Thompson can't get it,
yeah, that's right. We're buggered, aren't we? Archie, excuse the noise in the background, mate. We're live from the Sporting Globe at Robina on the Gold Coast. That anyone handy when you're playing the Socceroos? Anyone there handy at cricket? We should know about as well.
Look, I feel like it's almost ingrained in our blood that we played cricket in the backyard. So there was a few handy ones, but we never really played cricket. It was more golf, to be honest. Sorry, lads.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, anyway, while our listeners are thinking about it, we better talk about what's going on at the World Cup and your take on it, Archie. At the moment, the Australians licking their wounds from the loss to France. It seems like they probably left a little bit out on the pitch. Was that your take on it?
Oh, well, look, to be honest, I don't think the football fraternity really expected too much from the Socceroos when they came up against France. We had a bit of hope and belief and faith when they scored that goal and thinking, okay, we can really take it to them. But then they're just world class. So within sort of 20 minutes of the start, they started to play. And I said this before, it was a couple of just defensive errors that let France back into the game. But they were always going to get back into the game. You see the quality that they have up front. It was really hard for some of those wing backs to be able to deal with the speed of France. And it was because we always get... I saw something that Simon Hill actually tweeted I thought was really great. It's like it's almost... he gave a good reference of Mike Tyson. And they're like Mike Tyson. And we were basically like amateur fighters. But that's no disrespect to the Socceroos. It's just that they were that good. Like, they would have... The quality that France have would have taken it to any other team, any other country. So, look, we've got to dust ourselves off. We've got two important games that we need to get results from.
Archie, a few of our Socceroo greats were critical that we didn't make any changes in the second half and didn't adjust our game plan. Do you go along with that?
Oh, well, you know, when you're not in the hot seat, it's easy to kind of sit back and go, oh, he should have done this, sure. He should have done that, or why didn't he take him off? If they were, and if they did, I'm sure they probably would have maybe have done the same thing as Graham Arnold. Like, Graham Arnold did the best that he could with what squad he has to put a team out there that was competitive for, what, 20 minutes, and just the quality shone through. And like I said, it's easy to kind of sit back and go, oh, I should have done this, should that. You get in the hot seat, you try to be the coach of Australia against the world's best and see how you go.
Yeah. Have you been talking about, you know, our performances? There have been a couple of incredible upsets, Saudi Arabia over Argentina and Japan defeating Germany overnight. You didn't see those coming, did you?
No, not really. I know that Japan are quality, and I think Germany really peppered their defence and their goal. But this is sometimes what happens in World Cup. We were hoping for that on Wednesday night. Unfortunately, yeah. It did look like for about 13 minutes, 15 minutes. And I tell you what, I was going, oh God, we can win this World Cup. But then that dream got squashed very quickly. But we saw with Japan, that was a phenomenal win against Germany, who not many people have talked about going into this World Cup, but I still always believe they're a powerhouse and they still have quality and they'll still continue, I reckon, through the group stage. But then you've got Saudi Arabia that beat Argentina. Now, it almost took me back to when the Olyroos beat Argentina in the Olympic Games. It was almost one of those moments. So, anything can happen. We're hoping that sort of happens for us against Tunisia and Denmark, and we still breathe a little bit of life into our World Cup campaign.
Yeah, well, Morocco's nil or draw against Croatia. That was a huge upset as well, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, I tell you, that was a snore fest. I did the radio SEN for that particular game, and it was a hard one to watch. It was almost like Croatia were happy with the point, Morocco tried, but then it was just one of those stalemates. No real quality in the final third, but it's the start of a World Cup. It's about getting the cobwebs, blow out the cobwebs and see what happens. I still believe the quality of Croatia will be okay. But Morocco are no slouches. They've got some good players that play in some high leagues. So, like I said, like I've been telling people, you've got the best of the best at the World Cup. There's no easy games, and the bridge is maybe getting a little closer with some of these minnows to the bigger nations.
Tunisia, Saturday night, for those of us who don't know much about Tunisia, that game's 8 o'clock Queensland time, or 9 o'clock in the southern states. You can catch that on SEN via the SEN app or by listening to SEN. What can we expect from Tunisia, and are we expected to beat them, Archie?
Well, we went into this leading into the World Cup. We knew France was going to be tough, and we looked at maybe a possible result against Denmark and get a win against Tunisia. But they're all tough. I tell you, they're all tough. I want to say we can win, but you just never know. You never know. It depends on how the squad's feeling, what their squads are like, if they do their homework right, if they stick in their structures and disciplines. There's so many variables that can go wrong. You can always like do absolutely everything you can to game day, and 90 minutes. There's so many different things that can happen. I'm hoping that a lot of those things happen in the right way for us, and then we see what happens.
Rightio, mate. We look forward to that call. Make sure you download the SEN app or tune in via the wireless, as we used to do in the old days. You can catch all the action with Archie and a tremendous call team on SEN. Make sure you download the app. Every game exclusively live on there. Archie, it's been an honour chatting to you tonight. Go the Socceroos on Saturday night.
Beautiful, guys. The honour's mine. Cheers, boys. Thank you.
Cheers. There we go. Archie Thompson, one of Australia's greatest footballers. Have we got an answer?
Well, he doesn't even know who this cricketer... Well, we know, and we have had a couple that have come in. Elise Perry is the female who played for Australia.
You guessed that, Batch.
Yes, I did. Oh, well, I didn't. I knew it.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yes, it wasn't a guess. Who played, you know,
He's modest, isn't he?
No, well, I knew that one, but I have no idea who the male player is. Can you, can you just tell us, just quickly before you do tell us the answer, from England?
I'll give you a little hint. They're a much more accomplished cricketer than they are soccer player.
Yeah, but where from?
If I say the country, it'll probably get... They're knighted. They're not from England.
And they're not from England. So, well...
Windies.
The West Indies have played... Oh, so would have played for Jamaica or for...
Antigua.
So not Michael
they
Holding.
Played for Antigua in 1974.
Michael Holding. Rob from Maruka guessed Michael Holding. Is that incorrect? Played for
in 1974.
So Gary Sobers.
No.
Sir 1974, is that rules out my guess of Viv Richards?
Sir Vivian Richards. He didn't.
Yeah.
Sir Viv Richards played for Antigua in a World Cup.
1974 qualifying matches.
Unbelievable. That is the best fun fact we've had all year.
That is the best. You know what?
Fun fact, Thursday.
I'm going to go over to your boss, Tristan, and I'm going to suggest a pay rise straight away. You should be coming on doing crosses instead of Tristan anymore. You know, that's
Sir
more
Viv Richards.
I'll just bash the door down the room.
I can imagine him just dribbling the ball, running over the top of people. He was just a unit, wasn't he?
Chewing gum
as he went.
It's like doing it easy. Thanks, Oliver.
Wow, good on you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you. Hey, listen, if you got a fun fact for us, shoot it through 0457 736 736. Thanks to McDonald Jones Homes. Their birthday sale is on right now. And well done to Archie Thompson joining us tonight on Sports Day. What a legend of Australian football. We better get to a break. By the way, the global game for our SCN listeners coming up at 7:30 tonight. That is daylight savings time ahead of the first World Cup game that is on tonight. There's another, how many games on there? It's like there's a ton of them on tonight.
Four of them.
Okay, yep. So.
Starting at 8.
Starting at 8 o'clock with Switzerland versus Cameroon. That's coming up shortly as well. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. Yes, Badge?
Michael, I got to say, the text came in from him just before we gave it away that it was Elise Perry and Viv
Richards.
Good on you, mate.
Michael,
you're
used
a legend.
Google. I use this big brain of mine.
You know. We narrowed it
did
down.
Did a surprise.
Well, we only know two West Indian knights, don't
we? The other thing was, I wouldn't be Viv Richards. He goes, yeah, it is. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. Back in a moment.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome back to Sports Day. Badge and Sats comes here live from the Sporting Globe in Robina.
Join the ribs.
I haven't had one. You ate them all.
There's one little bit left. Oh, there it goes. Steve. It's just in the last room.
Join Robson Civil Projects. Jobs at robsoncivil.com.au. You over there chatting up my wife. At the bar.
Chatting to your wife.
Right.
Gee, she makes a lot of sense.
Does she?
Someone in your family does.
She doesn't at home, I can tell you that much. We are live from the Sporting Globe. By the way, for those listeners in Queensland, particularly around Logan and southern Brisbane and northern Gold Coast, there is a new one. There's a new Sporting Globe going to open up soon at Logan.
Wow.
You know, when you're on the old M1 and you see at Hyperdome the old Sizzler?
The old M1.
No,
the M1.
The M1, you see the old Sizzler at Hyperdome?
Yes,
it's
yes.
It's going in there.
Logan Home. That Sizzler, is that at Logan
Home?
Well,
they told me Logan.
Yeah, that's in the old Logan district. Yeah.
There you go.
Wow, so, okay. Well, that's a treat for people there, I've got to say, because it's outstanding.
Yep. Come here to watch the cricket this summer.
Not just the ribs, the
calamari. You've eaten everything, Badge, and
I've
me
tried
nothing.
Everything.
You've left me the chicken...
8 wings are left there for you.
Then are they wings or are they little legs? They're short,
I think they are.
Short chickens, Badge. Anyway, make sure you get into a Sporting Globe. And if you want to come and watch the World Cup, which I suggest you do, there's that many screens at any Sporting Globe around Australia. Make sure you go online. You can see the schedule of the World Cup too, so you can pick out which game you want to see. AFLW Grand Final this Sunday in Brisbane.
Yes.
At the new setup out in the Western Corridor, which we talked about at Springfield. It's Brighton Homes. Arena. The D's are taking on the Lions. The halftime act. And I wanted this to finish our show with tonight. You know how we finish the show with a song?
Yeah.
I want it to be, and Jack, I think Jack's got a song there at the moment, the beautiful Delta Goodrum. She's the entertainment. All I know is I'm lost without you. remember this song?
Yeah.
She's
I like
entertainment.
Her, she's great.
I'm just happy.
I'm not into her music, but.
Oh, mate, it's outstanding.
No,
she's been
like,
around.
You just like Delta.
Oh, she's good sort, and she's a great Aussie chick.
I don't know if you can say that.
You can. You can actually say someone's a good sort and a great Aussie chick.
Really?
Yeah, you can.
Good.
I think you can.
Well.
I think. Okay,
hey,
maybe not.
Did you catch the golf today? I know we mentioned it off the top of the show, but.
Yeah, I caught a little bit.
Six under the leaders are Minwoo Lee and Jason Scrivener. Adam Scott right behind him, one stroke off. Cameron Smith, three under,
yeah,
and had just an enormous crowd following him today.
Massive.
Of course, that was just his family and mates from Wantima.
It was funny though, Badge. There were like people with mullets following Cam Smith. There was like it was mullet central.
Should he have a van like Long John Daly has and sell mullets with caps?
I'm just right. Are you saying this on air? Because I'm going to write this down. That's
okay.
A great
you
idea.
Do that, yeah.
But he's made the mullet more fashionable, hasn't he?
Yeah, but if you had a Cam Smith cap with all the hair on it, just like old blokes like me that can't grow hair,
yeah,
anything, you could wear that around the golf course. You wear it everywhere.
Yeah, of course you would.
And you'd have to put a little mo on as well.
Yeah.
I like it.
Is that mo still growing? So it doesn't look like it is.
It looked a lot like mine did when I was.
Oh, yours
a young
was
bloke.
Better
pretty
than
ordinary.
That. No, but,
it was
but when you were in your rugby league prime, yeah, you had one of the best. You were very well, Tom Selleck.
No, they were better.
No,
they're,
don't play it down.
Gene Miles had one of the best ones. And oh, no, I mean, everyone had one.
Well, Wally had one too, didn't
Wally,
he?
Wally, yeah.
Brett Kenny had a good mo.
Bert had a good mo.
He had an amazing mo, actually.
Did
Gary Jack, who we spoke to earlier, did have a mo? He was very clean-shaven, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he was...
Smooth.
Yeah, he was too expensive, the upkeeper, for moustache. It would have cost him money somehow.
Is he really that
It's a good
tight?
Chat we had with him earlier
it
on.
Was.
We're going to play part two.
Yeah.
Next week, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, some of our stations are going to leave us soon to go to our SEN stations are going to leave us for the global game. Ahead of the first game that's on tonight, Cameroon are playing. Help me out here, Jack. Cameroon are playing.
Switzerland.
Someone else.
Switzerland.
Good work, Jack.
8 o'clock. Who's going to win that, Jack?
Oh, I'd imagine Switzerland would get the win there.
Cameroon go good.
Yeah, I thought Cameroon were a great football
Jack,
nation.
Jack, you said Germany were going to win.
Well, yeah,
Argentina.
Didn't you not just say that it was a massive upset?
Yeah, I did.
So, yeah,
hey,
I don't expect Germany to win.
What about the Germany protest? What did you make of that?
Oh, I think if people have beliefs, then they're trying to get them out in any way that they can because there's been some pretty strict sanctions by FIFA.
What did they do?
They had their hands over their mouths.
Right, for their photo. Oh, you know, I'm pretty sure the German team warmed up with rainbow-coloured sleeves or something on their tops.
Which is also banned, I am led to
Good
believe as well. 60 years of family culture. Join the Robson Civil Projects team for the opportunity of a lifetime. As I said, our SEN stations are going to the global game. If you want to keep listening to Sports Day, get down to the Sporting Globe at Robina. Listen through the Super Radio Network or via the SEN app. Let's go to a break. The global game on the way next. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Well, it's Badge and Jace because Sats is over in New Zealand at the moment. We should play that audio again, Badge, of the love fest between him and Stephen Beaver Donald, the former All Black. Have you got that there, Jack? Have a listen to what Sats is up to at the moment.
Another hero's about to walk in, and Beaver's going to lose it for the second time today.
Who was it?
Scott Sattler.
Sats just walked in, Fletch.
What's going on over there?
Jump on a mic.
Hey. If
I'd had more time, Sats, I certainly would have gone in for the hug.
Have you got tats, Beef?
No, never.
Not one?
I'll tell you what he's got, Fletch. Massive guns.
Yeah, I know.
First time I've seen Beef in
real life.
Massive guns. Is that a little white bait fishing? Or?
Look, I tried to get a chest when I was playing. Couldn't get a chest, so I just concentrated on the arms.
Beaver, it's your last chance. You've got 20-odd seconds. Anything you want to say to your second hero that's walked in studio for the day?
Well, no.
Am I behind Brandy?
No, that's what she said.
Thank you.
Oh, no, you didn't say that before, Beaver. Do you not want to pull the jersey out again?
Of course we do. Hang on.
We'll
I've got my Sunday session kit here.
Yeah, there's a second signature going in right there.
Look at his guns. Did you get that from whitebait fishing? Like, seriously.
He does have man crushes, and I think he already did before he went over and met Stephen Donald in New Zealand. Now I think it's official.
Unbelievable.
So that's him alive. Hey, we've got some texts. We've got to get through a couple of them here. Winnie is going to do a live show from Dubbo. You can join the list with other notables, such as the Queen and Prince Harry, to visit this great town.
I'd love to do it. Dubbo RSL, been there.
Yep. It says, Woogs, you'd love it. We have three McDonald's.
Oh, come on.
Number ending in 075. And, I think Tubby Taylor plays golf right-handed. That's from Flapper. That's a fun fact.
Okay.
Wally Lewis plays golf left-handed. And he's right-handed. And another, remember this fun fact. The rarest score in golf is a hole-in-one on a par five. What's that called?
It's not an albatross.
An albatross is a hole-in-one on a par four or a two on a five.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's four under in one stroke.
So it's got to be another bird.
It's another bird. So it's not a birdie or an eagle or an albatross. It's a...
pigeon.
It's a bin chicken.
It's not.
No, it's not a pigeon.
Oh, it's impossible.
Thanks, Rooster Muzz. It's a condor.
Oh, I would doubt... Actually, Royal Helensvale last week.
But do you doubt it? Like,
doubt anyone would get, though, a hole-in-one on a par five.
It's been recorded officially in four times in history. I'd say it would be...
That's rubbish. That is rubbish.
Why?
It's a game where there's no crowds, there's no witnesses. Things, I got a hole-in-one on a par five. That is a load of rubbish. It is impossible. How do you get a hole-in-one on a par five?
You hit the ball really hard. It bounces off a road, hits a tree,
right.
Skims across the water, and in it goes.
I'm calling BS I am calling BS.
Well,
Royal Helensvale here on the Gold Coast.
You don't even know who the people are that have recorded it, and you're telling us they're lies.
I'm calling them lies. It's impossible. There was a hole-in-one at Royal Helensvale last week on a par four up a hill. I still can't believe it. I'm calling BS.
Well, if someone get a hole in one on a par four up a hill, why couldn't they get a hole in one on a par five
it would
downhill?
Be is this putt-putt we're talking about?
Oh, Woogs, come on.
Gary, I'm not arguing with you for the sake
of
arguing.
Sell people their lies. I've only done it twice, all right?
Hey, let's talk about A-League. Football is here, the Isuzu Ute A-League. Experience it live. Search A-League's tickets. Jack, we'll bring you this. Bring you in because the men are having a break at the moment. But the women are continuing in the A-Leagues at the moment.
Yes, they are. And it's got a first week under the belt. A few teams getting out some wins for our local teams. Brisbane Roar taking on Canberra United Saturday, 26th of November at 3 o'clock. Now, Badge, you being a Canberra fan, do you go for all Canberra teams? What's the story there?
Oh, yeah, I have a soft spot for them, yeah, mostly.
Over the Roar?
So... Oh, of course. They're playing Brisbane. Canberra versus Brisbane, there's only one way to go.
Hey, Badge.
Right. When Canberra.
In your prime at the Raiders, the Cannons would have been big.
Big, yeah. Phil Smythe and co, the general, champion bloke.
Did you catch a flight with him once? Did we talk to him, he mentioned that?
No, but I knew him. We worked a little bit together at the same time on radio.
So did you all hang out together? Like, because obviously you had Campo in rugby back then, you had...
I wouldn't say hung out, but we, you know, we knew each other and bumped into each other. We went to some... I used to love going to the Brisbane Bullets back in the day with Leroy and Leroy Loggins and Ronnie Radcliffe and all that, you know, that crew. And then went down to Canberra and went to some games, but not a lot. I kind of drifted away in the late 80s from basketball.
So in the
its mojo.
In the pecking order of... sports superstars back in the heyday in Canberra when they had the basketball team and whatnot.
Yep.
It was rugby league first, the Raiders first, right? You guys could open any doors you wanted, right?
Yeah, well, some people could. Mal and co.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Mal, Ricky, who else was there?
Brad Clyde.
Campese.
Laurie Daly.
Campo.
He's playing rugby union.
Yes, I'm saying, but I'm looking at the pecking order.
So David Campese is a legend in Canberra.
So he'd be, rugby union would have been the second biggest sport followed by the Cannons?
No, I don't know. Yeah, rugby union Well, they
it's
play
big in Canberra.
They play a lot of Aussie rules down there too.
Yeah, they had visiting teams. Yeah. Oh, they still do now. GWS play a lot of games down there.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you go. Thanks for your help on that. No answer.
When the Brumbies came in, they just Steve Larkham and co. They really took over.
What else is happening?
Oh,
Georgie Gregan, of course. What else is happening in the A-Leagues for the women this weekend?
Well, Sydney are taking on Melbourne Victory. Both those teams had a loss last week, so they'll be looking to get their first win. And Newcastle Jets take on Western Sydney. Western Sydney Wanderers actually had the bye last week, so they'll be looking to get their season underway against the Jets, who lost.
Hey, Jack, did you watch Everton last night versus the Western Sydney Wanderers?
Well, I didn't, just because I was working and then also had to watch the Morocco game.
No, there was a game last night.
They
played Sydney FC, correct me if I'm right.
No, Wanderers were versing Everton.
But they were singing to them.
No. But didn't they play Sydney FC as well earlier in the week?
So they played Sydney. Celtic played Sydney FC last Thursday, and then played Everton, and then Western Sydney Wanderers played Everton. And
Last night.
Yep.
And they got belted, didn't they? 4-0, something like that?
5-1.
There you go.
Everton won.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, get back on them. I love Everton.
you're supporting, right? Yeah.
Always love the Toffees.
Only because I went to a game once.
Yeah, right. Was that at Allianz last night, or was that...
It was at CommBank, and it was 1-1 in the first 20 minutes. That's right. So good start for the Western Sydney Wanderers. But then Gordon, the young English under-21, got a hat-trick. Really did well by then.
He's like a Brazilian. His name's just Gordon.
No, it kind of goes like Badge, just that famous. You just go by one.
Just Gordon. Well, that's not very famous.
I'm now confused. Rightio, that's your football update. Thank you for that. There's something I was going to ask.
Oh, we know who actually got the five hole-in-ones and on par fives. Kim Jong Il.
Oh, that's what?
Korean leader. North Korean
that's
leader.
That's right. He did too.
Yeah. That was in one round.
That's it. That's after he won the 100-meter sprint at the Olympics too. He's very good athlete, Kim Jong Un. Some NRL news. Rooster star Angus Crichton has successfully appealed his two-match suspension for that elbow, forearm to the head of... Who was that on?
Chanel Harris-Tavita.
That's disgusting. Do you think he should have been sent off for that instead of the sin bin? It was a deliberate attack to the head
of
the player.
Well, we had a couple of... we had a couple of texts. One person said the most disgusting act he's ever seen. If he did it on the street, he'd be in jail. And someone else said it was nothing in it. He just lifted his arm and the other guy ran into it and headbutted it. So everyone sees it differently.
Badge, you should have.
I don't think there was any intent there. He just was putting up a bumper bar to stop him from running.
Well, no, he was like that. He was moving forward.
You can't go like that. Our listeners can't see you
but
doing that.
He was moving forward. He raised the arm, knocked the guy out. He should have been sent off. And the fact now he's had his 2 weeks overturned.
How do they? Who overturns it? It wouldn't be the same crew the World Cup.
Well, it must be. He must have
appealed. Unless he stayed around and went and saw
him. Hang on. That's right. He's playing for the Roosters.
Been overturned or they're thinking about or he's appealing it?
He's successfully appealed his two-match suspension.
Wow, there you go.
That's disgusting, as Sats would say. Kangaroos coach Mal Meninga fronted the judiciary for him.
There you go. That's what coaches do.
Rightio. Reports say international rugby league bosses will not elevate Samoa and Tonga to Tier 1 nations.
Good.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It shouldn't be. A lot of people go, they've got to be up there. Come on, put them up. It works beautifully because in a World Cup year, players that could otherwise would have to represent Australia or New Zealand can play for the team, the nation of their heritage, as we saw this year, but can still play State of Origin. I haven't got a problem with it at all. So we're still going to have a lot of our best players able to do both. Now, if they're elevated to a Tier 1 nation, those players would have to choose. Junior Barlow and Jerome Luai and Stephen Crichton, all of those players would have to choose to be either playing for New South Wales or Queensland,
yeah,
or Samoa or Tonga.
Yeah, it's interesting. I heard some of the Penrith boys.
And they haven't got the infrastructure in their competitions. They just haven't got any of that.
And Badge, as they say, they might be, look, for example, the Penrith players, they might be Samoan, but they grew up in Mount Druitt or west of Sydney, and they're proud to be New South Welshmen.
Yep.
And they want to support rugby league where they grew up. So this way they can have the best of both worlds.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And I think rugby league thrives under that system. I don't even know why that's been discussed. Mm. I mean, Tier 1 is New Zealand, Australia, England. That's it?
I think so, yeah. And then, then after that, the French and the those other nations we spoke about, Papua New Guinea.
I want to, one more thing on rugby league before I go back to football. The Panthers could be without 9 of their first grade players for the World Club Challenge against St Helens. And that's a pre-season game.
Well, it's going to be touch and go. It's mid-February. I think it's the 18th of February that game is planned for. I reckon they'll play. Well, they have to have a compulsory 5 or 6 weeks off after the World Cup. I think that's based around the age of the player might come into it as well. So a senior player has played right through the World Cup might have to have 6 weeks off. And then they actually also, they have to have had a certain number of training weeks under their belt when they get back to be allowed to play. So they can't get back to training, and 2 weeks later the coach goes, okay, you've had two months off, you've done a few laps of the oval, let's go and play in a full-on game. So that's another 5 weeks too. So I think it's going to be pretty tight, but it sounds like they'll be right. It might mean a couple of those guys don't play in it because they're not quite ready to go, but I'd be surprised if they didn't feel very close to their full strength side, Penrith, in such an important game.
St Helens will also play the Dragons down at Wynn Stadium first, though.
Yes.
That'll be their
first
game.
That's a warm-up for them.
Yeah, great. I want to play this to you. England will take on the US Saturday morning in the FIFA World Cup. So two big nations. And sledging has begun from England's side towards the USA.
Really?
Yeah, their goalie... his name is Aaron Ramsdale. Started sledging Will Ferrell, the actor.
Why Will Ferrell?
I don't know. Maybe he represents America. I'm not sure.
Did Jack say he's doing something in some fan thing?
Promoting
for the US?
A new movie or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Oh, righto.
Anyway, it's gotten ugly, and this is what happened on UK radio.
Hi, Will. It's Aaron Ramsdale. You're a great actor and a hero of mine. I love watching your films, but when we play Your Nation on Friday, you'll be the worst actor in the world. Alf will be on the shelf, and it'll be a little less Anchorman and more Anchorman. Take care, pal.
Ooh. Well, Mr. Aaron Ramsdale.
Yeah.
Aaron, you didn't realize I know where you live. And I'm delivering a bag of to your doorstep. I'm going to light it on fire, and you're going to have to stomp it out. All right, Aaron?
Yeah, I wish we didn't have to beep that out, but we do.
Will Ferrell, funny
outstanding,
man.
Outstanding. Choose Termidor, Australia's most trusted termiticide. Bring you that update, a couple of other things. Some text messages from McDonald Jones Holmes. Badge, you got any there?
I think we've just about been through them. Oh, Rooster Muzz says it was Adrian that said what happened with Angus Crichton was an atrocity. So anyway, as you mentioned, Angus Crichton's been... he's been let off that 2-week suspension that he had. There's a couple of Toronto Rod reckons there's a couple of par six holes in Thailand. Sixes.
I'm not falling for that.
Okay.
I don't think it's such a thing.
Yeah, I don't think we should go there.
No,
actually,
I don't think we move on from that. This is Sports Day. Kia just didn't make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle. It's the Kia Carnival GUV. I'm going to go to a break. By the way, you're choosing...
Well, I think I've just been
you've been
sucked in.
Absolutely sucked in. You're right.
Just a whole family just walked past in tablecloths. Wow.
Where? What's happening?
What's going
there?
On?
Geez, you get distracted easy.
I do, don't I? Sorry. Like, we're at the shops.
We're at the food court, the shops,
and we're at the Sporting Globe at Robina.
Have you noticed it? Every time food comes out, he's just like...
I can't help it.
I had to stop him from eating food. Oh, you can't do this.
Calamari.
Oh,
thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks
for
that.
Oh, they're fresh too.
We'll eat this while we go to a break. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. Back in a moment.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an eight-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome back to it. Our final break tonight as we come to you from the Sporting Globe here at Robina. It's fantastic being here tonight. Great bunch of people here, and it's been fun, Badge. By the way, I mentioned you can watch the cricket here over the season. Super Bowl. Don't forget to book in for Super Bowl. Sats and I did Super Bowl here this year. Outstanding day. Outstanding day it is. So,
well, every time you come here, you say it's outstanding.
Mate, I love it. It is. I love it.
Second home. And you're going to get married here.
I am. And you mentioned that to my wife, Anita, tonight.
Yeah, she said, good luck.
Did she? I thought she said, I'd love to.
I said, you actually said that it would be renewing your vows, and she said, that won't be happening.
Well, my next wet marriage will be here then, the reception. New Farm, Australian through and through. The weather, if you're listening in Taree, the home of the great Latrell Mitchell. He's probably listening through Max FM right now. And the home of the Taree City Bulls.
Boyd Cordner from there.
Is that a part of Queensland, Taree? Is that?
Should be.
Yeah, I thought so. Mm.
He looked good in Maroon, Latrell.
Top of 25 on a partly cloudy Friday. A medium chance of showers and a low of 13 overnight. Formulate it with the highest quality right here in Australia. New Farm. Australian through and through.
It's time for the last blast on Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Go to iCanWin.com.au to win a Ziggy by Ziggler and Brown Barbecue this summer. It's free to enter. iCanWin.com.au. Is she better than Ian Healy?
Alyssa?
Yep.
Very good.
She's brilliant. The niece of course, Ian Healy, Alyssa.
Yep.
Has just been named the Australian captain for 5 T20s against India, replacing Meg Lenning, who's still on a break at the moment from the game.
Yeah, she was injured at one point, and I'm not sure if she's injured now. But, yeah, Alyssa Healy's going to take over for the... I don't know the answer, so I shouldn't ask. Are they in India, or are they playing here, the 5 T20s?
They're in India. T20s? I think they're in India. I should know as the fourth.
Jack will be Googling that as we speak, I reckon.
Hey, Badge, you're a part of this, and I see the Men of League have been rebranded Family of League.
Yes, yeah, very important rebranding. It just better reflects what Men of League do and support the community, the football, the rugby league community. And because for a long time, it's not just about a bunch of old blokes helping each other out when they fall on hard times. It's also about anyone that's been involved in the game. And anyone can join the Men of League, which is now the Family of League. So I'm involved with it in the Tweed area, Northern New South Wales. And I know a hell of a lot of people at all levels that are involved with it. So, yeah, you'll hear a bit more about this over the coming weeks and months and years. Good service.
As expected, Budweiser have asked for a big discount on the next World Cup, which is in America, by the way.
They might ban beer there as well.
Oh, yeah. But I think they paid something like $170 million for the rights for the next World Cup, right? They're asking now for about an $80 million discount because they can't sell the drinks in the stadiums. Crazy. And they will promise that there'll be some sort of exemption. And then the Qatari government have done a backflip on that and said, no, you can't do that.
So if they'd known that right from the start, wouldn't have happened, would it? If they'd said right at the start, Qatar, no. If they said, oh, we're not going to allow beer in the stadiums, they'd say, well, you're not going to get the rights. So they just...
Commercially, it doesn't make sense, right? So it's going to hit FIFA where it hurts. But the interesting thing about, and correct me if I'm right, Jack, that...
Correct me if I'm right. Good on your Sats.
That the next World Cup is actually going to go for 6 weeks. Is that right? Because there's more teams, like 100 teams in the next World Cup. Is that right?
About 100 teams, but more.
There will be. Jack, am I right?
Yeah, there's more. I don't know about 100, but yeah.
Well, 90 I think or 80 teams?
Is there 20 this time around? There's going to be 32.
No, it's always 32.
Okay, well, there's going to be 34.
No, it's more than that. And it goes for about 6 weeks. Hence why the deal's worth more money. Okay. Jack, Google it, and you'll find that I'm absolutely right. Dilda Goodrum, we announced this. She is the entertainment for the AFLW Grand Final, which is happening at Springfield in Brisbane on Sunday.
Surely
which is.
Great is.
News. And tonight, quickly, before we get to our song and the last laugh, World Cup preview tonight, 8 o'clock, Switzerland versus Cameroon. Jack, who wins that?
I'm going to go Switzerland, and that is actually in Queensland time as well.
Yeah, midnight Australian Daylight Savings Time, Uruguay versus South Korea.
Go Uruguay.
3 a.m. Portugal versus Ghana.
Yeah, Portugal.
Portugal, right?
Yeah.
Rightio. Have they got anyone decent in their team? Oh. And 6 o'clock tomorrow, Brazil versus Serbia. I love the Brazilians.
Yeah,
I love the fans.
The way they play.
Yeah, and I love the team. I love the fans, everything like that.
Yeah, you love their soccer team too.
I do. All right, time for this.
On Sports Day, it's time for the last laugh with Scott Sattler.
I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
The stage is yours, Sats.
Oh, I'm going to have to do it again for Sats because he's just never here or he hasn't got it. You know when we got here and I parked my car but I disappeared into the shops for a while? You know what I was doing?
What?
I'm looking for books. I went to a bookstore. I'm looking for books about turtles. And I asked the shopkeeper and she said, hardbacks? And I went, yeah, and they got little heads too.
Yeah, anyway.
I got a laugh out of you then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a rare thing.
Yeah. All right, listen, we're going to go. It's been great. Thank you, Sporting Globe Rabina, for hosting us tonight. Get down here and catch all the action of the FIFA World Cup over the next 3 weeks. Just go online. You'll see the schedule on there. Badge, I've given you the task of finishing the show with a song tonight.
Yes. And
I said, can you come up with something World Cup related?
Yes, I did.
What?
George Harrison.
Yeah, what?
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
It's not Qatar, it's guitar.
Is it?
Yeah, it'll do.
I thought you were singing about the country.
We've already started it. We can't.
Oh, no, let's go.
Hey, have a great weekend. Sats will be back on Monday night. The band's back together. We'll catch you then. Yeah. Oh, when are you going to the Killers? What night's that?
Tuesday.
Okay, good. All right. See you, everyone. As you go, see the love, that's sleeping.
Life's busy. Take this deck. There's heaps to do on it. Like, polishing off this wine. That's tough. Life's pretty good with a Trex deck. Composite decking with no hard maintenance. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.